I'm joined by Helen Watson, the Chief Executive of Rentstart. Thank you for joining us, Helen.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Rentstart has been around for a while, but can you tell us first and foremost, what is Rentstart? What's it all about?
Yeah, of course. Rentstart was set up in 2001, and initially it was a rent deposit scheme, just helping people get into the private rented sector. And it's developed over the years to what it is today, which we'd like to think of as an holistic approach to homelessness, whether you're rough sleeping or potentially homeless or sofa surfing, and hopefully getting you from that situation into something that helps you move on with your life, you know, and work, training, education, whatever it is.
And I understand that you've now got a really exciting new home for Rentstart. Can you tell us about where it is and what's happening?
Yeah, no, we're really excited about our new home. It's at 51, little plug, 51 to 55 the High Street in Walton-on-Thames. And Rentstart as a charity has been in porter cabins, back of buildings, CAB, all sorts of things over the years. And as the High Street was becoming emptier and emptier, we just thought it would be a great idea to have an estate agency for the homeless. So we've taken a really prominent building on the High Street. I think it was an ex-Hamptons building, which has a lovely irony to me, I think, because normally my clients wouldn't be able to go into a High Street estate agent. And in that building, we hope to give them a different experience with some dignity and make them feel really welcome and try and help them on the next stage of their journey.
And importantly, you've mentioned in the past that homelessness isn't necessarily just about the unfortunate situations we see on our streets. There's a hidden sector of homeless people. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think people are quite surprised when they hear that, you know, we work in the area of Elmbridge because it's always seen as a very wealthy area, you know, with footballers and goodness knows what else. So I think people are really surprised to know there is homelessness here. And last year we found 48 rough sleepers on the streets, but we also had another 102 people who were just potentially about to be homeless or sofa surfing or moving from, you know, friend to friend, caravan sheds, all sorts of different things. So it's a really hidden problem in Elmbridge, I think. It's something that, you know, we've spent years trying to make sure we can do something about.
And once people have been given the opportunity to have a roof over their head, how do they go about maintaining that?
Well, that's the thing, you know, once we've done the work of finding someone somewhere to live, unless they can maintain that property, they're just going to end in a spiral of homelessness again, you know, the revolving door of homelessness. So we work really hard finding out what it is that client wants to do, whether they want to get it back into work, or is there a training opportunity or education, and then we'll support them through that journey and help them have the funding, so when they do finally get that job and they become independent, they've got, you know, they've got the potential to make it succeed.
And your Freedom to Work project is really interesting, which I think sort of ties in with that. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, Freedom to Work was a pilot project we started 4 years ago with our partners Commonweal, who funded the project. And it was there was a proper assessment by De Montfort University to sort of really get under what we were doing and see, you know, what we could do. It was just something really new. And what we decided was that unless you build in financial inclusion to a person, you can help them all you like, but once your help withdraws, how can they stand on their own two feet if they don't have the finances? So what we did is we created a project where we gave them housing, gave them all the support, information, education, training, all that sort of thing. But we also helped them build their own financial footprint. So we would match fund their savings, helping them to, you know, realize that once they moved on into the wide world, they're going to need a good credit rating and some money behind them. So that was the Freedom 2 project. And it's had some exciting reviews, so we're really pleased about it.
It sounds like a really brilliant initiative. So well done to all of you. Now I wanted to have a quick chat with you about obviously how COVID has affected the homeless sort of sector. Obviously COVID-19 has affected everybody, but I'm sure there are some real problems with those who've been on our streets, or again, the hidden homeless that we don't see. Can you tell me a little bit about what's been happening
there?
Yeah, of course.
So initially government were very, you know, worried about the rough sleepers, and there's a once in a lifetime opportunity to, you know, end rough sleeping by pulling everybody in off the streets and getting them accommodated. And they were put in hotels or certain apartments or whatever they could find across the country. And now we really need to make sure that they stay accommodated in proper, secure accommodation. But not just the rough sleepers that were accommodated, but all the tenants that we support ongoing throughout the year. We were really concerned about them, making sure they were eating, they were getting food, making sure that their mental health was kept, as you know, mental health's been a massive issue for everybody. But for someone who's been a rough sleeper or who's dealing with an alcohol addiction or, you know, mental health problem, it's really important that we support them. So we had food deliveries, board and buster packs, some great communities, people in the community put together board and buster packs, and we were delivering those, delivering out meals, home cooked meals, the community were cooking for us. It really was a fantastic spirit from the community to try and help people less fortunate than themselves. So we were really excited to be part of that.
That sounds like a really fantastic example of everybody putting together and a community really pulling together for
really
a really greater
yeah.
good. My last question to you is, if someone does find themselves homeless, what should they do? Because I imagine you've got this fantastic premises, but there might be a number of people who are quite embarrassed about approaching and admitting that that's the situation they're in. What would be your advice to them?
Yeah, I mean, don't be embarrassed. Contact us. That's the first thing I would say. Unfortunately, because of COVID, we can't just keep the doors wide open, invite everyone in. That's what we'd love to do. So we do an appointments basis. So I would just say, go to the website, rentstart.org, make an appointment, come and see us. There really is no stigma, and that's what we're trying to remove. You'll be treated with dignity, and we'll do everything we can to help.
Helen, thank you so much. Wish you the very best of luck with Rentstart's future and your new premises and the new schemes. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.